As we've just heard, only a handful of detainees at Guantanamo have been charged, and their trials have been stalled because of that Supreme Court challenge. This year, the Pentagon hopes to press ahead with legal proceedings. NPR's national security correspondent Jackie Northam has followed the Guantanamo story for several years and visited the remote prison camp many times. And Jackie, is there any firm date when these military trials will resume?
So far, there is no firm date. Administration officials are still rewriting the rules for the trials. Pentagon officials say they're looking at midsummer, probably July, to get the trials up and running again. And ultimately, they're hoping to try about 70 of the detainees. But so far, only 10 prisoners have been charged. The military commissions have been an on-again, off-again process. But the Pentagon hopes this time that the trials will resume.
And there are at least 14 high-profile terror suspects among the detainees at Guantanamo.
That's right. The Pentagon is generally tight-lipped about these 14 terror suspects. Among them are several alleged planners of 9/11, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Ramzi bin al-Shib. These men were held in secret CIA prisons for several years, and Pentagon officials I spoke with say the CIA continues to have control over them, even though they're at Guantanamo. Now, none of these 14 new arrivals are expected to be among the first to head into court if and when the trials resume. They haven't even gone through what's called a combatant status review tribunal, and this is where a panel of military officers will determine whether the 14 should be classified as enemy combatants. If they are, the Bush administration says they can be held indefinitely and that they can't challenge their detention in U.S. courts. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the others are expected to go through that hearing this month.
Now, it was 5 years ago this month that prisoners first started arriving at Guantanamo. At one point, there were nearly 800 prisoners. Many of those have been released. What are the chances we'll see more detainees let go this year?
Well, the Pentagon has been trying to reduce the numbers for a couple of years now, and about 375 men have been released or transferred. And transferred is where the prisoner is sent to his home country for further detention. However, most of them have been set free. And, you know, frankly, the Pentagon has had a lot of trouble moving scores of prisoners off the island. The State Department becomes involved and tries to work out the details of the men's release or transfer. It will not send anyone back to a country where there's a real fear that the prisoner will be persecuted. But many countries simply will not take the detainee, saying that he's not really a citizen or they just don't want him back. Right now, there are about 85 Guantanamo detainees who fall into this limbo where the Pentagon has cleared them for release or transfer, and yet they're still in their cells.
Jackie, you travel regularly to Guantanamo. How's the prison camp changed over the years?
Each commander has his own way of doing business and leaves his own imprint at Guantanamo. Navy Rear Admiral Harry Harris is the current commander, and I think it's fair to say that things have tightened up since he arrived last spring. At one point, the detainees, many of the detainees, hundreds of them, were allowed to live in a camp called Camp 4 where they could eat together, they could pray together, they could go out play soccer together. But shortly after Rear Admiral Harry Harris landed in Guantanamo, three detainees committed suicide, which has never happened at the prison camp before or since. Then there was a riot, and that was another first. And as a result, Harris has clamped down on many of the detainees' privileges. He also authorized that the new prison there, it's called Camp 6, be redesigned. It was supposed to be a medium security facility where, again, the detainees could eat and pray together. It's now a maximum security prison. And Admiral Harris told me last time I was there that there are no medium security terrorists, only maximum security terrorists. So he runs a tough ship down there right now at Guantanamo.
Jackie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's national security correspondent, Jackie Northam.